Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Hi, Joanna.
Hi, everyone.
How are you?
I'm good. I had kind of a busy, exciting, and stressful weekend. So, tell. Well, you know, Saturday we were supposed to go out with Wendy. Michelle and I were supposed to go out with Wendy and everything. And then I got a call from my mom that my soon-to-be sister-in-law, Laura, was in the hospital.
Sister-in-law that was in here?
Yeah, the one that you guys met.
Yeah.
It's called intussusception. And it's when your lower intestine pretty much folds up on itself like a telescope would.
Oh.
And it cuts blood flow
to
important tissues and everything. And also, like, one of the things that's really dangerous is that it can burst or rip. And then all the toxins that your intestine is supposed to be getting out could leak into the rest of your body.
Oh. Did she have a hernia or anything leading into it?
This can be common in children, and it's very rare in adults. And when it does happen in adults, you have to have surgery immediately to fix it. So we were dealing with that.
Dang, I've never heard of
that. Poor thing had to cancel her bridal shower.
Oh no.
Yeah. So, you know,
is she okay?
Yeah, she's fine now. She's coming home and she's going to get better. So we're all going to take turns kind of watching after her. My brother has a big dog and we have to, like, you know, pay attention to the dog and keep him from her because they had to go through her belly button get through this. So this is pretty intense surgery.
Squeamish.
How far out is she from her wedding day?
It's October 10th. Mm. So thank God, you know, if this is going to happen, it happened now and not closer to her wedding. I know. I mean, and it's a freak thing.
And it just happened.
Wow. They don't know what caused it. They say it could be caused by a benign tumor, but then they found out it wasn't that. Mm-hmm. So no, we don't know.
Okay. Oh, so obviously that's way more important than going out and hanging out with Wendy over the weekend.
Yeah. Okay. So my Saturday started exciting and then ended. So sorry about that, Wendy, but I want to reschedule. I definitely want to still do it. So we're going to try and get together.
Still have the notepad.
Yeah, I have my notebook.
Wendy doesn't think she needs this. I got to tell you, we were hanging out at the Chargers game, and there was another team playing also on Saturday.
Falcons, who won the game?
We were playing. We were at the Falcons Chargers game, and I could sense that she's not into this.
I mean,
you think you got game?
I think I do, but I think who was more offended? Because I'm not offended. I mean, apparently, I guess I'm doing something wrong, but I mean, I necessarily don't think I need the tips, but. My friends were offended.
I knew they were going to be offended.
Because one of my friends woke up on Saturday morning because she didn't hear the show or whatever during the week. And she woke up on Saturday morning.
That's
and listened
not a friend. No, I'm just kidding.
Show some commitment.
Exactly.
Seriously.
Don't tell me you love me. Show me you love me.
So she was listening on Saturday morning and heard the replay. And she was like, why does she think I'm a bad friend? I mean, I'm good with, like, helping you out, and I know what I'm doing as your friend, and I'm just really offended that she thinks I'm not being a good friend to you and helping you out with your dating life, because I think I'm a pretty good friend. She was more offended about it than I was.
And you know what? I'm used to other girls not liking me for something I've said, so I'm okay with that.
Is that a common thing?
Common.
Like, do you not get along with girls for the most part?
No, I think that at first they hate me because I don't have a filter when I say things in front of people. And then after a while, they're like, oh, that's just her. So she's cool. She just means that in a funny way. So I'm not. It's cool. She'll love me eventually. Actually, she'll become my best friend.
But I do agree with Joanna that your friend, whoever your friend was that enabled you to send those text messages that night to the boy, like needs to be cut off.
Is she the one that is offended?
Yeah, she's.
Because she shouldn't let you text. Yeah. Like you're not supposed to let your friend do that, much less encourage it to happen. So that is her one foul.
Yeah,
that's,
I will say that. I don't blame her for like encouraging me to text because I don't think she was as coherent as she probably should have been as my friend either. Uh-huh. So I don't necessarily blame her for the actions that were taken on my part that night. But I mean, that was one night in the life of Wendy. That was one bad night in the life of Wendy. I don't think I necessarily am like that all the time.
We want to eliminate even just one bad night in the life of Wendy.
It's more of an attitude you're talking about than Wendy is. I think you guys aren't on the same page here.
I mean, you say, you know, when you go out, you have a different game. And I feel like, well, I don't see that portrayed on the radio. And when you talk about these guys that you meet, and I want you to bring that attitude. And I want to see if that's really the attitude that you have. Is that because you have to have confidence. You're Wendy Adams. You're awesome.
Does it offend you at all that Joanna is saying that she has something that you don't have? She has something in this area that she can teach you.
It doesn't offend me. I just don't feel like she knows that, like, my personality when I'm out and about. And I feel like when I go out, I do have confidence. I'm very confident when I go out. Like, I was out at the bar after the Falcons game in my Falcons outfit at a bar where girls are dressed up to the nine. They're looking cute. And I'm just in my outfit. And I don't really care. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care what you say about me. I don't care if the guys pay attention to me or not. I have that attitude when I go out. But I think, like, you hear the stories of me, like, when my failures happen. I mean,
because the success stories are no fun on the radio.
They're not fun. I mean,
she had like two in like 4 years.
And I don't have very many success stories on the radio.
I think it's also when you communicate the fact that you're desperate to find a man. And you've said those words before. So that's the message that's sent out.
There was one line that I meant to have Josh isolate from our conversation that we had with the two of you guys on Friday. And it was the very tail end of the conversation. You said something to the effect of, I'm ready to go find a good man, or I'm ready to find my husband, or something like that.
Oh,
and Joanna corrected you and said, that's not what this night is all about.
We're not husband hunting.
We're not husband hunting.
Gosh, no, I'm definitely not ready to find my husband. I'm not getting married tomorrow or next year, or even the next 5 years. I'm not even planning on that. But who doesn't want to have somebody to like share moments with? I mean, everybody's looking for that, whether you say it out loud or whether you don't say it out loud. Everybody wants to have somebody. Mm-hmm. It's just part of life.
All right, so. Joanna, I think you're about to praise Wendy here, actually. Tavis, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Hey, just wanted to comment. Wendy and her friends, when they go out, very beautiful women, by the way. I offered to buy them a drink one night just because I happened to run into them. And I, you know, I've heard the woman on the radio and her travel lover, traffic report. She keeps me out of trouble. But I totally got the cold shoulder, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm 6 foot. I got blonde hair, blue eyes. I'm a good-looking guy. I'm getting shot down. This is ridiculous.
This is exactly what you want, though, right?
Yeah, I want her to shoot guys down.
I just want to know when this night happened.
All I wanted to do was offer them a nice, you know, nice cocktail or whatever.
You
know, a few drinks on me, you know, that's only money. And I was like, wow.
Was it my friends or me?
Well, no offense to you. But I think that Wendy probably likes the game when she likes somebody. Maybe that's the key.
Maybe that's what it is, and I'm really bad
at that
part.
No offense to that listener, but
no, that's probably, I could see where that probably would be the case.
Hey, Wendy's friend that was offended by you is on the phone.
Oh, no. Oh.
Can I say your name?
Yeah.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey, Bert.
How are you?
Sleepy.
Did you just get up and hear this going on?
Yeah.
Are you still offended by Joanna?
Well, I'm not offended by Joanna because I don't know Joanna, and I know a lot of it's radio talk, but I guess I'm offended because I'm portrayed as the lush friend that is the bad friend all
Wendy
the time.
Wendy called you the lush.
And yeah, Wendy's the one
who's incoherent.
Yeah, Wendy had your back. She's like, that is not a bad friend. She's just a lush.
Leave her alone.
I just said that one particular incident was not such great judgment on your part, helping her call a guy because she wanted closure. That was all. That was that one incident.
Well, I pretty much was the one telling her, don't text him. That's stupid. You know, like, I give Wendy good advice, and I don't think...
Right.
I know Wendy has my back, and, you know, you guys hear, like, the bad part of our bad nights because it's usually pretty funny, but,
Didn't you text a guy one night? Didn't you take her phone and text a guy as her one night?
I texted from her phone.
She texted from my phone.
That's totally different, Melissa.
But I know, but didn't you say one of your friends texted a guy first, and then you
Anyway, I get confused.
I don't know. It was... I was the one telling Wendy, don't text him. Don't text him. Don't text him. Don't talk to him. He's a loser. There's no reason to be talking to this guy. I mean, I was the one constantly enforcing Wendy, don't talk to this guy.
Would you be open to going out with Joanna and Michelle so they can teach you how to be a good wing woman?
Yeah, help me flap my wings. I'm ready.
No, Lauren, yeah, I'm down. Lauren's down to go. I mean, she wants, I mean, we're both like, we were like, yeah, we were willing to go because she was going to come with me on Saturday mm-hmm. night, and we were both willing to go. We had our outfits ready, but, I mean, yeah, she's willing to go.
Here's Lisa. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, I just want to say I do love you guys most of the time, but I have to agree with the chick who's trying to give Wendy tips.
Joanna.
It's annoying to listen to, and I really do hope she's like that just on the radio, and she does have more confidence, but on the radio, she comes off a little desperate. And as a woman, a 31-year-old woman who's out there dating, enjoying herself, and doesn't want to get married, you know, I sometimes cringe listening to these stories. Like, come on, chick, like, grow some balls.
Well, I'm not in my 30s yet. I mean, I'm not in my 30s yet. I'm still
I know,
growing.
And that's what she's trying to show you. Like, you know, right. Lay back, chill. You know, sometimes
agreed.
You do come off on the radio. I don't know how you are in person. I mean, I know
agreed.
It's for entertainment purposes, but your entertainment comes off kind of desperate, and all she's saying is, let's just hang out and let me see how you are,
and
so I can kind of show you, hey, or kind of give you tips, like, hey, you know, don't present yourself in this way.
And I definitely said I was open to it, but
of it is just for the radio, though. I mean, there's no fun coming in here on Monday morning
right.
saying everything went great.
Exactly.
You know?
That's how I was going to defend Wendy, because those are the interesting stories that she brings up on the radio.
I agree with that. And it's a part of my life. Like, I'm still growing and learning as an adult. Of course, I'm going to make mistakes throughout my life. It's what everybody goes through. And I'm still in my early 20s trying to figure myself out and figure out this dating thing and figure out my situation.
But you can't blame the reaction for what the message is sent out there.
Right. And we ask her to come in with those stories, too. You know, like, if you mess things up, come on in, let's talk about them. So it could be easy how you could get the perception that that's really
absolutely.
All she's all about. But I still want to hear what it's like when you go out with her. I still want to hear that.
We'll try again for this weekend. Yes.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.